Now, I'm joined in the studio by multinational band Perfect Blue Sky, singer-guitarist Jane Kitto and singer-guitarist Pinar Anderson, is that right?
That's right.
Yes, yeah, look at that, I did it right. Now, they're here today. They're excellent track. We've been playing it out in the studio, Give You My Love, and it's from their album, The Eye of Tilos, which has just been released. The band are currently on tour. They've just actually finished their tour of the UK, and they've managed to squeeze in a quick session into Phoenix FM. They are excellent. I knew they would be, and they've been warming up, tuning up in the studio, and you're going to be amazed. Fantastic. So it's lovely to see you both.
Thank you.
Lovely to be here.
You just disappeared in the corner then. Both looking very glamorous.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, I'm wearing my sneakers. I usually wear my nice boots, but I've been running around in London now, and it's just took the best of my feet.
Too many blisters, and I ran around in flip-flops, you know, because it was summer, yeah. So I felt, oh, it's time to celebrate, and I've got blisters too, and black feet.
Yeah. Well, this is our summer. I know you're from Australia, so this is it. We get a week, and we get excited, and then it goes, and then that's the end of it. That's it. So you're from Australia, mm-hmm. Jane, and you're from Sweden. The drummer's from France.
The drummer's from France, that's right. We've kind of been an all-star band anyway, so it's been members from all over the place, you know, so we also have, like, Dave Getz from Janis Joplin's Big Brother Holding Company is in San Francisco, you know, so a keyboard player who's over in Melbourne right now. Oh, he's actually been in the States on tour, but he's back in Melbourne now. Yeah, no. You're a Donahue.
Jane, you've played in over 34 countries. This is a really impressive CV. You shared the stage with Dionne Warwick, Status Quo, and toured the UK as lead vocalist for Janis Joplin's original Big Brother and the Holding Company. Now, Janet, you've got a very similar voice to Janis. It's such a powerful voice you've got as well. You've always just been musician. That's what you've done.
Absolutely. It's kind of just, it's just chased me down, really. I've been very fortunate to just kind of be like a traveling backpacker, you know, have a guitar, and then the next thing comes up, next opportunity, and I go, oh, let's give that a go. Mm-hmm. You know, or go to a different country, or, you know, I got the phone call, for example, for Janis Joplin, for the Big Brother Holding Company, from an agent here from the UK. I think it was in Lancashire. and he said, do you want to, like, tour with a rather famous band? And I thought, do you? Who gets those phone calls? Of course they do. And he said, Janis Joplin's Big Brother Holding Company. I went, you're kidding me?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, how about doing that? Do you reckon you know a few of her tunes? Well, I hadn't grown up with it myself, because I grew up with the whole 90s Nirvana, more of that sort of thing. But I said, yeah, I'll learn it. So I actually had to, after we made a demo together, I had to fly to San Francisco, and I was in the lobby in the hotel, and Sam Andrew, the guitar player from the band, he came in with a guitar that looked a little bit more crazy than this, and said, would you like to do a little audition for us on the guitar? I think I might have played Piece of My Heart or Bobby McGee, and I didn't really know the songs that well, so I made up my own version. And he said, you realise you've just made the audition on Janis Joplin's original 64 Gibson Bluebird. Oh, my God, I wanted to scream. I didn't know who to tell. Was it like the waiter in the bar or something? You know, it was that sort of moment that you go, you have to pinch yourself and think, this is what life's all about. You just seize the opportunity, and one thing leads to the next. And then next minute I was in the UK and touring around, and that's where we met Dave Getz, the drummer, who we got on famously, and Jerry Donahue, who are featured on this album now.
Yeah.
So it's a small world, and yet it kind of gets, when you connect all the dots, when you take the opportunities and connect all the dots, then you make your own story. And that's the reason why it's like 34 pages. I actually think more, you know, I think of music or singing like a landscape. It's the expression of who you are. It connects you in with who you are. And I don't think it's so limited. I think many of us get quite nervous to kind of sing in one voice or one genre, but we've got so much emotion. So, I mean, everything from screaming to whispering, that's our expression. And I believe that if we can capture that when we're singing, which is like a lot of our forefathers, our singers, you know, in our soul, for example, they don't spare the notes.
Yeah.
They go for it and can sing like hell, as we say. But I think that's what's encouraged me, is seeing the real people sing for their lives. And you think, I want to be just like that person.
Yeah.
You know, I remember a postie writing songs and screaming his lungs out on a bike, and he rode past me one day, and I thought, I'm going to be just like him. I'm going to make sure I take maximum chances with, you know, singing and expressing, because that's what we should do. I think it makes us happier.
Yeah.
For sure. So, and everyone's got their own voice too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not a competition. No. You know, it's just like, well, how you sing, you know, let's just all do it together, or, you know, take spots, you know.
Now, both of you sing. So, Pinar, hello. I can just about see you around the top of the
screen.
Yeah, so
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
lovely
I'm
yellow. Hiding. Just say you've got a nice yellow hat on.
I do,
and Jane's
do.
Got a very sort of 1970s inspired hat, a bit like Charlie's Angels kind of look.
Oh,
Farrah Fawcett, that's
Farrah
the look.
Fawcett.
So when did you first pick up the guitar, and did you learn a guitar first, or the voice came first for you?
No, I picked up the guitar in my mid teenage years sometime, and I basically did it. I didn't have a plan on starting to do music or playing actually from the beginning. It was just that I had all these songs in my head, and they kept coming for quite a long time actually. Mm-hmm. It was a few years. I was interested in music. I was, you know, a big fan of all the rock scene that was happening with Guns N' Roses and things in the early, really early 90s and late 80s there. But one day I just said, bloody hell, I just pick up the guitar and we'll see what happens, you know. And I haven't dropped it ever since, you know. Yeah. So it was kind of a calling, you know. I didn't have a choice, really. Mm. It was like it was for a few years where it was just nagging. New melodies came and new things. And then, yeah, and then I just picked up the guitar. And I'm a country lad, so where I grew up, there wasn't a lot of people, you know. I was in the middle of smack nowhere with, you know, some sheep and hens and geese and cows and things. So, you know, I built my own little home studio out there, and that's how I got into everything. And by the age of 20, I was a sound engineer and writing songs and was working and producing, so.
Yeah, but I think it's a real skill when you're putting together tracks. A lot of people now record stuff at home, forget about them. But when you're in the studio and you've got real drums, they always take ages to do. When you've got drums, how long's the drummer going to be? I can't afford the studio time. But when you've got all the musicians there, it's building. It's such a craft to actually build up the sound to get it just right, and the vocals and everything else. And when you listen to something that's been produced fantastic, which your album has been,
thank you.
It's just a really great sound.
Yeah, thank I think you. It's like a collage, really, in the studio, and you're borrowing time. You know, it freezes time, and yet you're sort of borrowing to collage these ideas or musicians or songs together, and then it's a blueprint. Then you have your tune. So, and lots of discs to tell stories from too.
Yeah.
One, 2, 3. What do you see in a wilderness of sky? Will you touch the ebb and tide? From the sunset to sunrise. See the day, you stop to think so much. It can take you out of touch. All you need, you got back home. You're not alone. It's to give you my love. Between you and me, be the sweetest that you can. For the love, it's the best that you can get from the hand of your best friend. It's about sticking around and let yourself down. Love, love, love. give you my love.